bombing occurred at a public park in the southern city of Karachi, where thousands of followers of a Sunni Muslim group had gathered to celebrate the birth anniversary of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Witnesses say the mass prayer was about to end when a suicide bomber blew himself up while sitting behind leaders of the religious group. Police have confirmed several of the leaders were among dozens of worshippers instantly killed by the powerful blast. Federal Interior Minister Aftab Ahmed Sherpao tells VOA that investigators have yet to determine motives for the attack.
This is a very early stage and I won't be able to say precisely who's done it, but definitely the investigation is going to be very exhaustive and in that we will be able to find out who has committed this gruesome crime.
Witnesses say that scenes of mass confusion broke out after the explosion in the park. Television pictures showed bodies lying on the ground and wounded being taken to hospitals in vans. Angry mobs burned cars and pelted security forces with stones after the blast. Police fired into the air to disperse protesters gathered at the scene. Religious violence has killed hundreds of people in Pakistan in recent years. Early this year, at least 40 people were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a procession of the minority Shiite community in northwestern Pakistan. The Islamic group, the target of Tuesday's attack, has a following of hundreds of thousands of people, raising fears of more violence in predominantly Sunni Pakistan. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.